Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, August 21st, 2019. Are you running ahead, lagging behind, or going alongside God? Friends, I wrote this blog earlier this year, and I wanted to give you an update on the issue I mentioned in this blog. So stay tuned at the end for some exciting news. Are you like me, with the tendency to run ahead of God? I'm a doer, and I have a hard time not doing. Impatience is a continual weak spot in my character, as I have confessed before. I've worked hard to overcome this trait, and the Lord has given me a lot of victory in this area. So I've been especially careful in my new location and church to wait for God's guidance. I know He will lead me as to how I am to serve specifically in my new setting. However, there is an issue, what exactly isn't important here, in which I have swung the pendulum too far in the other direction. Concerning this matter, I need to know what my next step is, and I have been waiting on the Lord to show me, and I am still waiting. It's been 3 months now with no new direction. Is the Lord just teaching me a new level of patience? Perhaps. But recently, during my devotions, it hit me, that is, the Holy Spirit convicted me, that maybe I wasn't doing my part completely. I asked myself, have I really done all that I can in seeking His will since I have moved? If I'm honest, the answer is no. In my desire not to sin against God by running ahead of Him, I had unintentionally stopped pursuing answers. It's not that I had totally stopped seeking, but I simply wasn't putting in all the effort to determine God's will in this matter. I should have realized it sooner, since I just wrote a series on that topic of discerning God's will. But I didn't. God revealed to me that even though I had not run ahead of Him, I wasn't running alongside Him either. I had been dragging my feet, procrastinating. I was unknowingly in, quote, waiting for God to put a letter in the mail, end quote, mode. I wasn't pursuing wholeheartedly, which is step 5 in my process of determining God's will. Why? I think because it involves some things that I simply don't like to do. Actually, hate to do. But I must lay these dislikes on the altar in order to get what I will like, and more importantly, what God likes. Psalm 25:14 tells us, the Lord confides in those who fear Him. He makes His covenant known to them. This covenant includes all the specifics for our current and individual situations. If you and I want to know what our next step should be in a given area, then we must reverently fear God. Come to Him in humility and openness, trust that He will show us, and to do so continually and persistently. As the Lord has repeatedly shown me, there is no coasting in our walk with Him. We have to put in the effort. Is there an area where you are dragging your feet and doing your part? Admit it to the Lord and yourself. Then ask God to enable you to do your part. I'm in the process of doing what I know I need to do in my particular issue to actively seek God's next step for me. Will you? The result will be joy, peace, and effectiveness because we are walking, running, or waiting with Him. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Hebrews 12:1. So until next time, my friends, I pray you will go alongside your Savior every step in this new year. So here's my exciting news. That issue to which I referred was what to do next with this ministry. I sensed God wanted to expand He's So Worth It, but I knew I couldn't do it alone. I desperately needed help, especially in the area of marketing. Once I took that step of obedience in what God had shown me to do, in which I was dragging my feet, He has answered my prayer. Now I have a team of people helping me further the message burning in my heart that more Christians would experience the full riches of Christ. This ministry has a new look, a renewed vision, and new freebies and material for you. Please pray for He's so worth it as we go forth for His glory.